This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I welcome Michael Vlahos of Johns Hopkins, and we go to Londinium, 90 AD, our comfortable seat by the Thames with our cup of wine. Last evening, we were at the stadium observing a traveling show from Rome. It was quite exciting. There were clowns and there were some gladiators, and we paid tribute to the divine Augustus as we passed his temple on the way home last night. But tonight is Saturday night. The centurions, all retired around us, are enjoying themselves. And we hear war stories. But now and again, we reflect on where we are in this momentary period of setback for the empire. We are pulling our legions back from the frontiers in Britain. The blue-faced people are troublesome. But the legions are welcomed elsewhere to help the empire. Our emperor, Domitian, is active on the Danube, far away from us. And we puzzle about this pulling back from the edge. However, at the same time, because we have the skill or the magic or the blessing of being able to see forward 2,000 years, at the same time we're puzzling about pulling back from our frontier, we're puzzling about the American empire, 2,000 years later, built on the foundations of Rome, pulling back from its frontier in Afghanistan. In particular, how it's being explained to the American people and how the optimates, the senatorial class, is explaining what's happened. The fact that a great army with air, with all of the conveniences of modern communication, is now in retreat from what appears to be savages. No, are savages. And that is a puzzle to both of us. So before we plunge into how the senatorial class is explaining this, Germanicus, you've had a few days to reflect now about the retreat on 831 and the following days where there have been headlines about the evacuation from Afghanistan, ongoing, we're told, and the negotiations between our military, our State Department, and representatives of the Taliban about bringing more and more people out of Afghanistan who are said to be at risk. Do you hear the American people upset by this, Germanicus, or are they getting used to it? Is the pandemic dominating the news again and Afghanistan is fading? Good evening to you.
Good evening, Gaius. The American people, like the Roman people at the end of the first century and thereafter, have become, they've become besotted or less than focused on what is important to Rome as it once was, as a great republic. And in fact, Americans today, however disaccommodated they might be at the insults, at the actual shame and humiliation of a nation, Americans are not, as a whole, committed to the nation. They have not invested in the nation. They have not put themselves on the line for the nation. And increasingly, given the nature of woke politics, they are told, and maybe half of Americans have come to believe, that the nation itself is a kind of excrescence on the world, a kind of dead weight on history that needs to be thrown off. And therefore, they look at this, at least, again, half of Americans look on this as a kind of, you know, condign or appropriate penalty for our overindulgence, our imperialistic designs. And note here that the attitude against empire is not a principled one, which is to say that of Republican, with a small r, you know, citizens who feel that it is not in the purview of America to invade other countries, but rather a kind of lazy attitude that America is a sort of evil, and if not wholly loathsome nation, a dead hand on the life of the planet, and therefore what happens in Afghanistan is sort of a just happening, and therefore the terrible ceremony of defeat that we've witnessed is seen, I think, by a lot of Americans as something that was entirely deserved. More stalwart Republican-oriented citizens, again with a small r, feel that this humiliation must be endured, but we must learn from it and recover and be more virtuous in the future. But the truth is that the working elite class, the optimates, the senatorial class, has managed to conveniently cover this humiliation with a set of, I think, a kind of a language, a lexicon of misdirection that basically conveys to Americans that you're not seeing what you're seeing. This was just a kind of a momentary modality in what is actually a kind of normal process for nation.
Let me read some comments then. Remember, we're looking 2,000 years ahead, and we're reflecting on what we've learned here in Rome. And the former U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, a professional in the State Department, no reason to name him because this is representative of how the State Department thinks when it's been chased from a country by gangsters, savages, and right now the Taliban may be on its way to being normalized. I can't tell. But this is a former U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, also ambassador to Europe, ambassador to Colombia, ambassador to Brazil, a distinguished member of the State Department. He comments to the Financial Times, so it's a weighty remark. This is London reporting. Says that America is, quote, not retreating, and more generally, and the departure from Afghanistan should not have, quote, implications in the rest of the world. He goes on to say, the real question is, does that broader agenda have legs, the Biden foreign policy? Is America successfully reintegrating itself on transnational issues like climate change, technology, the pandemic response, and developing a coherent strategy for dealing with China and Russia? End quote. That's enough, Germanicus, to know that the optimates, the senatorial class, is never really beaten because it won't acknowledge that defeat or victory actually exists as long as they're in charge. What is puzzling about this to me is this is addressed to his own class. He's talking to himself and the people like him. And that tells me they're not listening to the American people, haven't for some time.
Well, they're the only people that matter. And so what former U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan is doing is he's engaged in a kind of ritual where he is informing the rest of the senatorial class how we should, meaning how that class, the elite class, should respond and ultimately think about this experience so that they can stand shoulder to shoulder in terms of this larger misdirection where they say to both America, the world as a whole, including friends and enemies, that this was not a failure. And the way in which he did so entails essentially redefining our engagement in Afghanistan, and never mind the money, but over 6,000 Americans, including contractors, and a couple thousand of our NATO allies died there. And it didn't matter. It's not important because we are keeping to our larger agenda, and that larger agenda is in no way either dependent upon or even connected to Afghanistan. We're not retreating because Afghanistan doesn't matter. After years of sacrificing American lives, we're saying it doesn't matter. And we're keeping to the agenda, which means what's really important, hence Afghanistan, is not important at all. And what's really important is successfully reintegrating
itself on transnational issues. Yes, that's it.
Yes. And so everything that's happened over the last 20 years was nothing. And we should, nothing is happening here. Don't worry, nothing to see here. And this is the tremendous capability of any elite, any senatorial class, is that they're masters at using language to create smoke screens, deflections, misdirections, so regular people cannot see what has actually happened.
All right, now,
and
because
yet,
we have an advantage.
Yeah?
We're here in Londinium. We can see 2,000 years into the future. We can't see 3,000 years. We don't know what happens to this former ambassador and his optimates in America. But we know what's going to happen here in Rome. It is not a good thing when you retreat from the frontiers of the empire. This is the Friends of History Debating Society.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.